Grace and peace from God our Father and from the Lord Jesus Christ, in whose blessed name and under whose anointed spirit we are so blessed to worship and celebrate this first Sunday of the brand new year 2019. It's okay. He deserves it. I am just peacock proud and honeymoon happy to be back at Goshen United Methodist Church. It's an excellent way to start the new year. Amen. And to your illustrious pastor, who continually flatters me by consider me one of his friends as well as colleagues. In he and the First Lady's absence, I thank God for the privilege of standing in his stead this morning. To the officers, to the members, to the guests, to this illustrious choir, this assemblage of choristers who have blessed us so richly this morning. And just in case I missed anybody, to Lottie, Dottie, and everybody, I greet you in Jesus' joy and say, oh, how good and pleasant it is to dwell together in unity. And not just the church by that name, but unity of mind, spirit, and body. To God be the glory for this morning opportunity. And lest I keep you too long, because I hear there's a group of athletes in Baltimore who are anticipating some activity around one this afternoon, and I don't know if any of you are Raven Purple. Amen. But just in case, let us get right to the business at hand, lest I keep you too long. Amen. You have heard the scripture, but let me reiterate that 20th verse because it serves as the text and context for my message this morning. And the shepherds return, glorifying and praising God for all the things that they had heard and seen as it was told to them. I want to preach, and to tell you the truth, I could sit here all morning and listen to this collection of choristers, but it's my job, and so I want to preach from the subject. It's over, right? It's over, right? And I solicit your prayers, if you please. I dream of a place, it's my heavenly home, and I'm going there one day, oh Lord. Maybe morning, night or noon, I don't know just how soon. That's why I'm sending up my timber every day. Lord, yes I am. said I'm sending up my timber on up to glory every day. There's a mansion somewhere in glory that the Lord has prepared for you and me. Maybe morning, night or noon, I don't know just how soon. That's why I'm sending up my timber every day. Lord, yes, I am. Oh God, we ask in the name of Christ that you would accept this feeble offering of preaching that your servant extends this morning. Hide me, O God, behind the cross of Christ, so that men and women may see less of me, but more of thee. For my soul loves only you, Lord Jesus. My soul loves only you. Amen. It's over, right? Isn't Christmas over? It's over, right? One of the best known truths about the Christmas season is that the length of the celebration lasts about as long as the object of your celebration. It's over, right? In other words, if your reason for celebrating Christmas was to find out what you would get for Christmas, then it was probably over the moment you opened that last gift under the tree on Christmas Day. Have I got a witness? For the children and the adults as well, Christmas can be a fleeting feeling. Only after the gifts are unwrapped, the meal is digested, do the joys and celebration of Christmas extend to most people. And even for some, it'll be after that last meal is digested. For some, for others, Christmas is over when the last TV show or TV special has been played. The decorations and the gifts and the wrapping have all been removed. And people move on to the next event. You check the stores. They already got Valentine's up because it's over, right? Christmas is over. I don't know how you feel about it here at Goshen, but when I'm enjoying something, no matter what it is, then I don't want it to be over. Have I got a witness? That was the situation at a cafe when a faith healer came to town and decided to take a meal at this particular cafe. There were people in the cafe who recognized him immediately and decided to sponsor him for his meals that week. Hang in there, it's going to smooth out in a minute. One man came to him and complimented him on his fine ministry and paid the waiter for his meal. While later he was recognized by another customer who decided to leave the waiter who was serving him a $20 tip on the table. Then a third man saw him and decided to pay for his meals for the entire week. Well, as the faith healer prepared to leave, he shook the hand of the first man, and instantly power went from him, and the man screamed with all his might, "Glory, hallelujah. The back troubles I've been having for all these years have suddenly gone away. Thank you, Lord." The faith healer went to the table of the second man and shook his hands, and another surge of power went from him, and the man cried out, "Glory to God. The arthritis that has been troubling me all these years has disappeared. Thank you, Lord." Then the healer went to the last man and stuck out his hand for a shake. The third man got up and quickly started doing the backpedaling. "Why are you backing away from me?" the faith healer asked. The man said, "Well, brother faith healer, you touched him and his back was healed. And you touched that man and his arthritis was healed." He said, "But I don't want you to touch me because I'm on disability. And if you touch me, then it's over." Can I get a witness? It's over, right? Well, let me raise an interrogatory with you. When do we know it's over? Huh? B.B. King says it's over when the thrill is gone. I know I got a witness in here. Actors say it's over when the final bow has been taken. Can I get a witness? Some athletes say it ain't over until the fat lady sings. Help me, somebody. But from a spiritual context, as long as the spirit of Christmas lives in us, then it's never over, beloved. Have I got a witness? The party continues every day. I know I got a witness in here. The joy of Christmas can reflect in our lives every day if you let it. Just like the romance of the wedding doesn't end with the ceremony, thank God, but is only the beginning, have I got a witness? So it is with the spirit of Christmas. Can I get a witness? As children of God, you may pack away the wrapping paper. You may take down the Christmas lights. Amen. But the spirit of hope and faith and peace and love and joy and fellowship and felicity and worship and adoration and kindness and kind-heartedness and benevolence and thoughtfulness and humanity and helpfulness and consideration and the spirit of togetherness, help me somebody, can never be over if you let it. And that brings me to my text. Shepherds who were grazing their flocks were interrupted to participate in the manger experience in Bethlehem. Can I get a witness? Their normal routine consisted of a rather dreary cycle of watching flocks of sheep by day and night. Have I got a witness? However, whenever the flocks were left unattended for long, the possibility of losing some of the sheep always existed because of either two-legged or four-legged thieves or wolves were always looking around. Hang in there. While they were inspired and strengthened by observing the manger experience, they returned, hear me today, to their fields still under the glow and charm that came as a result of being in the presence of God. Can I get a witness? In other words, even though they went back to their fields, the excitement of what they experienced in Bethlehem never ended. It simply continued indefinitely. For the scripture says they returned glorifying God. Say amen, somebody. The Greek word for glorifying is doxazo. Come on, say it with me. Doxazo. Which means to cause the dignity and worth of a person to be recognized and acknowledged. Their testimony recognized and acknowledged God in such a way that his respect and reverence among all the people was uplifted by their joy. Can I get a witness? In other words, the joy of that night in front of the manger did not end in Bethlehem. Their business as usual routine had been changed forever as their conversation and their relationship was changed for their own good. Can I get a witness? Their return was not the end of the manger experience, but it was the beginning of a lifetime of praising and glorifying God. Can I get a witness? Well, let me bring this closer to home. For you see, today, believers should note what the shepherds did after the manger experience. Say amen, lights. They returned, but their return was not simply to their usual status. The scripture says they returned glorifying God. Well, exactly how do we keep the spirit of Christmas using the example of the shepherds? Hello, somebody. Well, the first thing we ought to know is that we should glorify God as the shepherds did by glorifying him by relying on his promises. Help me, Holy Ghost. One way to glorify God is to rely heavily upon God's promises. I know I'm right about it. You don't have to say amen. God told the shepherds to go to Bethlehem and told them what to expect, and they acted on his promise. Can I get a witness? Romans 4 and 20 encourages every believer not to stagger when it comes to trusting in God. We glorify him when we show others through our faith that we trust God completely. Can I get a witness? By so doing, we present ourselves as instruments to be used by God to prove what is the excellence and the glory of his presence in our lives. Hold me up, Holy Ghost. How can we continue to glorify God by simply acknowledging God in everything we do? Help me, Holy Ghost. 1 Corinthians 10:31 reminds us to acknowledge God in everything. including the seemingly small and mundane things, even to things like eating and drinking. Can I get a witness? Paul says in this text, whatsoever we do all to the glory of God. Can I get a witness? The act of acknowledging God is not some seasonal occurrence. Don't you think like that? We should praise God 365 days a year, 7 days a week, 24 hours a day, 60 minutes an hour, 60 seconds a minute, and we should glorify God consistently, continuously, persistently, constantly, steadily, indefatigably, tirelessly. Glorify God in everything we do. Can I get a witness? And then, beloved, we ought to glorify God like the shepherds by righteous living. Hold me up, Holy Ghost. Believers continue to glorify God daily by living a righteous life. I know I got a witness in here. When you and I try to live lives that are honorable, that are praiseworthy, that are law-abiding, that are draped in integrity, that, beloved, glorifies God to the highest. Have I got a witness? In Philippians 1 and 11, Paul told the Philippians that it was essential that they demonstrate what he called the fruits of righteousness in their daily living. In other words, doing what would bring glory and praise to God. That means we praise God every day by simply doing the right thing and choosing to reject evil in every shape and form. I know I got a witness. Doing right is not a Christmas thing, but an everyday thing that extends well beyond the Christmas season. I know I got a witness. Then, beloved, we ought to glorify God by showing faith under fire. The greatest glory God receives is when his children, in the midst of the fire, still praise and cling to him. Can I get a witness? The greatest glory God receives is when, in the midst of the fire, just like those three Hebrew boys, you know them, huh? Shadrach, Meshach, and a bad Negro. The greatest glory God can receive is when in the midst of your testing, you trust in the Savior. Have I got a witness? It's almost as if every one of us at one time or another were represented by one of those three Hebrew boys in 2018. Can I get a witness? You remember the story of how they were thrown, as they were being thrown into the fiery furnace. The gods asked them, if your God can help you now. And you remember their reply, our God is able to deliver us, but if not, we will still serve him even through this time of testing. Can I get a witness? Isaiah 24:15 says, glorify the Lord in the midst of the fire. In other words, when trouble comes, or sickness comes, or mishaps come, you still ought to glorify God in the time of testing, just like you do when things are going well. Can I get a witness? In other words, it's not just a Christmas day thing. Every day we ought to glorify the Lord. Well, how do we glorify God all year long? We glorify God through worship and praise. Can I get a witness? The wise men came to Bethlehem to worship and praise the Christ child. But their praise and worship continued long after the Bethlehem experience had ended. Can I get a witness? Our praise and worship should not be seasonal either. It's not something we do on special days of the years, is it? Help me, somebody. It's not something we do just on Christmas or Easter. Am I right about it? Our worship consists of singing and rejoicing, bringing our tithes and offerings, as well as our prayers and our adoration. Psalm 30:23 says, "Whosoever offereth praise, glorify me. And those who order their conversation in a way that praises God will find salvation." Can I get a witness? Praising God is not a seasonal thing that ends when Christmas. No, no. We ought to praise Him every day, because believe it, it ain't over. Finally, my brothers and sisters, we must say to those who think the spirit of Christmas is over that the spirit and the power of the Lord never ends. Can I get a witness? He abides with us every day. Somebody under the sound of my voice may be unfamiliar with the way the Lord works and how we believers think, and in their curiosity might say to us, when we take down the poinsettias, the Advent candle, and the evergreen, won't Christmas be over? Well, those who ask such questions mistakenly think that the spirit of Christmas ends on some day on the calendar. But just like those shepherds, oh hallelujah, those who've been with the Lord know that it's never over, because we live through it and with it and by it forever. Can I get a witness? Today, there's someone who thinks the excitement of the birth of Christ is over. Can I get a witness? They think it's over because the lights are gone. But a child of God knows it's never over because the lights come down. Can I get a witness? Because every day we are singing in our hearts, "This little light of mine, I'm gonna let it shine. Everywhere I go, I'm gonna let it shine." Can I get a witness? Some might think that when the choir stops singing "Joy to the World," that the impetus for that song has left the theater and is over. But I just stopped by Goshen this morning to tell you it's not over, because this joy I have, the world didn't give it to me, and the world can't take it away. Can I get a witness? There are some who mistakenly think it's over because life is going back to normal. But we who have been fire baptized,
dug up by the gospel plow or bumped into Jesus, we know it's not over, because we'll never be the same. I heard the songwriter said, since I met this blessed Savior, since he washed and made me whole, I will never cease to praise him. I'll shout it while eternity rolls. Can I get a witness? He touched me. I said he touched me. And oh, the joy that fills my soul. Something happened, and now I know he touched me and made me, hallelujah, whole. Somebody thinks it's over because everybody has stopped talking about it. But it's not over, because every wise man and every wise woman knows that we need to seek him every day. Well, I'm almost through. I'm about to do something the devil won't ever do for you. I'm about to leave you alone. Somebody might think that it's over because the choir has stopped singing, Hark the Herald Angels Sing. But it's not over, because in our souls today, we're still singing, Glory, glory, hallelujah, since I laid my burdens down. Friends don't treat me like they used to, since I laid my burden down. Glory, glory, hallelujah, since I laid my burden down. Can I get a witness? Somebody might think that it's over because every day of our lives, amen, somebody might think it's over, but we who have been dug up by the gospel plow know it ain't over until it's over. Can I get a witness? I heard somebody say, he keeps on blessing me in spite of myself. He blesses me in spite of my mess. Can I get a witness? I hope you don't mind if I testify, do you? I was sinking deep in sin, far from the peaceful shore, very deeply stained within, sinking to rise no more. But the master of the sea heard my despairing cry, from the waters lifted me, now saved, safe, saved, safe am I. Can I go to witness? Love, hallelujah, lifted me. Love lifted me with, nothing else would help, love, can I get a witness, lifted me. There may be somebody under the sound of my voice who feels when the choir stops singing, Go Tell It on the Mountain, Christmas is going to end. But I just want you to know today, there's somebody here that's got a story to tell. Can I get a witness of how God, not that electric alarm clock, but how God woke you up this morning. Can I get a witness? Started you on your way. put food on your table, clothes on your back, picked you up, turned you around, put your feet on solid ground. Can I get a witness? It's not over, because there are millions who have a witness about what the Lord has done for them. Can I get a witness? We've got a story to tell to the nation. Can I get a witness? We've got to tell somebody that he was born in Bethlehem. We've got to tell somebody that he suffered the slings and arrows of unrighteous slander. Can I get a witness? They called him everything but a child of God. Can I get a witness? But he endured it all. He went through it all. He suffered, bled, and died. Can I get a witness? Y'all know he died, didn't you? Y'all know he died, don't you? He died. Oh, hallelujah. The devil thought he had conquered Jesus. Can I get a witness? In fact, on Friday night, they tell me that he got together all of his imps. Can I get a witness? Because they had successfully nailed him to the cross. Can I get a witness? They even put him in a borrowed tomb. Can I get a witness? Somebody might ask, well, why would Jesus be laid in a borrowed tomb? Can I get a witness? Well, I just stopped by Goshen UMC to tell you that he used a borrowed tomb because he knew he wouldn't need it for long. Can I get a witness? Early Sunday morning, before the rooster could crow for day, early Sunday morning, before the women could reach the tomb, early Sunday morning, can I get a witness? The story said he got up, he got up, he got up with all power in his hands. Can I get a witness? You don't mind if I deliver you to the scene, do you? I can see him now stepping out of the grave in his alligator shoes and his gabardine slacks and his mud cloth dashiki as he stood out on resurrection ground and declared, all power in heaven and earth is in my hands. Can I get a witness? So I just want you to know, it ain't over. It ain't over. Christmas ain't over, because we've got a story to tell. Can I get a witness? We've got a testimony to give. Can I get a witness? Somebody in the church house can stand on their feet and say, amazing grace, how sweet the sound that saved a wretch like me. I once was lost, oh, but now I'm found. 'Twas blind, but now I see. Somebody got a testimony to tell the world that he walks with me and he talks with me, and every now and then he picks me up, turns me around, puts my feet on solid ground. Can I get a witness? He walks with me and talks with me and never leaves me alone. Can I get a witness? The door of the church is open. If you're here today, but don't know this Christ we sing about, don't know this Jesus we preach about, don't know this Holy Spirit we can't live without. If you're here today and you don't have a church home, the door of Goshen is open. Oh, come, let the happy souls of Goshen receive you in their midst. Cause it ain't over. It ain't over. It ain't over.